Yeah. Hip, hip, Mommy, oh, 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 oh. Oh, I hit it. Mommy, oh, 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 Mommy, oh, oh, yeah. Mommy, oh, 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 Mommy, oh, oh. Mommy, oh, 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 Mommy, oh, oh, yeah. Mommy, oh, 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 Mommy, oh, oh, hip, hip, hip. Mommy, oh, 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 Mommy, oh, oh.
My name is Celeste from Catskill, New York, and you're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM.
Most radio shows don't come with a demonstration, but most radio shows aren't Radio Wonderland.
Greatest hits.
Right, so then I take more pieces of live radio, slice them, fit them into the groove, and then in a few minutes you get something like...
In LA, some restriction applies.
It's radio made completely out of radio. I'm Joshua, but you just call me Radio Wonderland.
10:30 a.m. Saturday mornings till 11.
Some restrictions apply.
The Catskill Town Board meets every first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at the Catskill Town Hall and holds a committee meeting the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. You can turn out in person at the Catskill Town Hall to speak at these meetings or tune in to a live web stream through the Catskill Town Board and WGXC. Go to wgxc.org/listen or click on the listen button at wgxc.org to tune in to any of the Catskill Town Board meetings, the first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. and the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at wgxc.org and townofcatskillny.gov.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of One Universal Media of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
What else do DJs get? I mean, we're just voices in the air, but we're what makes radio live. And what do we get for it? Seems like every year you pack everything up, move to another town. Gets harder and harder to find a station that'll let you program music you want to play. Well, you're 40 and there's some kid half your age who will take your job and do it for half the money. And then you find yourself making silly demands. Free coffee. But that's my little moment of honesty, so we can get back to the nonsense.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi, Tom. So how are you, Karen? Schumer from the Lake Needs a Lawyer.
She's not related to Chuck Schumer.
Schumer. Hey, well...
You got...
I'm screwed. Okay.
No,
oh,
I mean,
Tom.
No, they're meeting.
Let her tell it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay.
Well, I thank you so much for allowing me to come on here and
pleasure.
Speak the truth. Because
truth to power.
The Register Star has a typo on their front page today.
Ooh. What is it?
So it should say bald eagles not protected under proposal.
Ooh. Oh, right. It says bald
but
eagles protected.
It says bald eagles protected under proposal. So, yeah, I'm back to talk about the Philmont development war.
Well, it's a worthy topic. Let me tell you something before you start, though. After, what, 6-7 years doing this stuff politically, locally, I don't count on the Register to ever get it right, okay? So, but I know you're more, you know, you're concerned. It's an important story. They all tend to be, but especially the headlines. The headlines, and I know who writes them. And sometimes I think he doesn't even read the stories carefully.
Okay. Well, thank you for a little bit of bit of wisdom over here
it's
about
just
the
consolation
reality.
There, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So,
is that a consolation to say that somebody doesn't fully vet the newspaper, the front page? I don't see that as consolation.
You got a point there. That's right.
Damn shame is what it is.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
But, and I also, well, go ahead, but they quoted the worst people possible in this article. It was
the other side?
Not the other side. The wrong side.
The other side.
Oh, yeah, the other side.
Just quoted the developer
right.
going on
endlessly.
Endlessly saying whatever he wants.
Right.
And where do I start?
What are the questions you would have expected to be asked and answered instead of what was done?
So the Philmont Planning Board, here's the headline.
Let's give everybody the full.
The Philmont Planning Board met on Monday night and had a public hearing on the subject of the woods. It was not a chance for the developer and Summit Lake Conservation Group to face off against one another. It was a legally required public hearing open to the whole community.
Which they had skipped in the last round of
they
stuff.
They didn't skip it, but they did it before the whole thing was complete.
Okay. Right.
Okay, so, and here's my headline. It was a beautiful night. And and the planning board, not only like, I mean, the town just, it was like stars fell on Philmont. It was just like glitter, glow. It was this beautiful night where one person after another stood up and made thoughtful, articulate, and community-minded objections to this development, which is wildly unpopular in Philmont, okay?
Let's go back a step, though.
Wildly.
Remind everybody what the development is.
Okay, so Philmont has a public lake, a reservoir called Summit Lake that was formed when they, like over 150 years ago, they dammed the Agawamet Creek. They formed this lake. They powered all the mills. The town grew. The town kind of collapsed when the mills left, and on the south side of this hill is woods, and there's a nature trail, and so you can walk along the north side. There's a road with a few houses, and you get to see this beautiful hill. It's a view shed, you know. It's like when you look at the hill with Alana, you're looking at a view shed, and it's an astoundingly rich, biodiverse environment. And there's like hundreds of native plants. There's almost 100 species of birds. There's all this research that's been done that shows that this is a ecologically rich, beautiful area. So one thing that's going on there is bald eagles, and they're there all the time. And now this developer bought a piece of land which is, in fact, zoned for housing. So they bought this 22-acre piece of land right in the heart of this hillside. There's a narrow, like, public conservation buffer along the lake. But right beyond that is 22 acres, and it's most of this hillside. And they want to put in this luxury housing development, and it's going to be 16 houses that are going to be priced at like $750,000 and up. And they have submitted a plan which results in the deforestation of somewhere between 50 to 80% of the trees on this hillside. It depends.
They've already started cutting, from my record. I talked to someone who lives like right on that little strip with one of those few houses, and he says every morning he wakes up to, you know.
Well, they better not be, because that's like...
They're cutting already.
They better not be. So there's like a number of public objections. So one public objection is that what they say is to minimize tree cutting is that they have this one-way 12-foot road that goes through this development. And if you think about it, 12 feet.
Very narrow.
Not very big, nope. Right? Like, that's like a driveway.
They should be trying to find a different avenue to get in.
So that this is the first thing, is that there's a lot of concern about if you have an emergency in there, if you have a fire in there.
Right.
And God help you. I mean, this came up at the planning board meeting. Active shooter. What happens? You end up having a lot of vehicles, and you potentially put people's lives in jeopardy because there isn't the access that you need to an area that's under an emergency. And
I think the fire department would check in on that too, no?
They so have to. They're supposed to.
Yeah.
The fire chief did sign off over a year ago saying, looks okay to me. Hmm. However, we think that it's really that the fire chief isn't allowed to override state code. I mean, there's state code. There's like a code for how wide a road is.
Absolutely.
So that we don't all end up fried to a crisp.
Oh, and they're very strict here in Hudson. Greg Haig, who's our code enforcement officer, also was the fire chief at one point. So he is extra careful about that kind of thing. I'd love to hear his opinion of this.
I would love to hear it, too.
Because, if it's a one-way road, it needs a proper turnaround.
That.
And
loop. All 12 foot,
narrow,
steep. It goes up and down. It just sounds like a really bad idea.
The article in the Register today made it seem like it had been approved almost and gave a lot of space to the developer and one or two people in the community who were in favor of it. They mentioned a couple of the people speaking on behalf of the Eagles, but not much. And, of course, that one person said exactly, to quote myself, what I thought they would say, it increases the tax base.
Yeah.
That's what they all want.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, that's what the people who are pro. Let's get down to brass tacks. There's no economic impact statement that's been prepared about this development.
Interesting.
So it's all all vague in the air. Oh, sure. Next thing is that there are these like covenants.
Covenants.
Yeah. That was unclear in the article. The developer is willing to enter into covenants? Was that the...
The developer has written up a series of covenants. It's like a, 16 or 20 points or whatever. Mm-hmm. And these covenants say things like, get this. So if you're not supposed to tear down more than like... You can tear down 100% of the small trees on your lot. Mm-hmm. But large trees, you only get to take down 50%. And so million-dollar house... Above a lake, Catskills views, you tear down trees, guess who's supposed to enforce it?
The developer themselves?
No.
Who?
The village of Philmont.
The
village.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. So.
How would that go over?
Yeah.
That's no oversight.
Yeah. So then it becomes a cost.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Then you're talking about cost.
Sure.
Permits. Funneling.
Legal? Oh, you're going to sue?
What are the penalties?
Oh, you're going to pay $100 a month per tree that you pull down until you plant a sapling that's going to take 110 years to grow.
Right.
You know, this whole thing is ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly. And these covenants often are really just ways of buying yourself out of the problem.
That's right. And they shove the problem onto the
municipality.
Right. Instead of these wealthy people who, like Philmont, not a wealthy town.
No.
It seems like the people that are in power got there, and the people that voted for them didn't do a conscience check, because moral values are, sparing at this point.
Well, I would say that ironic to the article in the Register Star today, it was a very moving meeting in which people, again, like a volunteer firefighter spoke out. He said, why are you pinning this totally unsafe road on our overstrapped volunteer fire chief and putting this on him? And so something happens down the road and the town gets slapped with a lawsuit. And this poor guy who's like a lifetime public servant is on, has his neck on the line for what he did.
Exactly.
It's all about like private wealth at the expense of this community. And then the bald eagle thing. So at the last meeting, not the public hearing, the town lawyer, Rob Fitzsimmons, we talked about him. We were like, hey, yo, there's like bald eagles there. And he was like, if they're there. So we compiled a lot of data about the bald eagles. We got the Alan DeVoe Bird Club involved. By the way, we got the Sierra Club involved.
That's heavy.
They are behind us 100%.
Cool.
And so now we've got all this documentation that bald eagles are hunting, raising young, and likely nesting, if not on that property, very close by. And hello, it's a crime. You can't disturb bald eagles because there's all kinds of laws in place to protect them.
This has to come up in the seeker process, right?
So,
what?
It's so complicated. Yeah. So she's like out. She's over there. She's just like, I can't take it. So the village, the planning board issued what's called a negative declaration under CECRA. That says there are no environmental impacts.
That can't be real.
Yeah, the heck could they do that?
Can't be real. I've seen them scrutinize the solar panels out there and go into extra details.
I know. Totally. I'm surprised they didn't have to go to they will have to go to DEC if there's this bald eagle thing.
Have you guys called DEC?
Well, apparently Andrew Personette from Clover Reach and Claverack Builders thinks his plan to deforest a hillside is a proposal that protects bald eagles. That's what the Register Star says today.
It did say that.
My development, there is nothing in his proposal. The word bald, those words are not even in his proposal. He's just picking up on the fact that we're nailing him on that topic act like, oh,
we're going to save them.
So the bald eagles, like, we're going to get out a message to them. We're going to say, look, you're trees over here are okay, so you stay on those trees, and our trees that we're just tearing down these trees over here, so don't be disturbed or bothered by what we're doing.
Has your group contacted the DEC? Or any group?
I believe one member of our group has been trying.
Basil Seagos, he's the guy.
Basil Seagos?
Yeah.
Okay.
Write that in your notes.
Basil. He's the head.
I remember.
He's the guy.
Okay.
And I'm almost positive that when you do a seeker, that question comes up. And
it's a whole manifesto, that seeker.
Yeah. I know. It's a complex document.
It's like 20 questions on you.
Right.
Well, I think
and somebody's
they
lying on that form.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you foil it?
Yeah, of course you can.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we've got it. I think we have a copy of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's in their stuff on the Philmont Planning Board website.
They're trying to ram it through without proper
exactly. And so, I mean, I'm sorry. I don't mean to just like be like putting you guys to sleep over here.
No.
So last weekend I spent all weekend canvassing around Philmont because I'm like a pretty friendly person actually, and I really do I like talk. Anyway, our group has almost 100 signatures of people who just want a full environmental review.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's our lake. We love it. We care about it. Don't mess it up. We all love looking at bald eagles. Everybody does. It's a beautiful thing. It lifts your spirits. They're like flying over the lake. Mm-hmm. Don't mess them up. And people know that it's like jive.
Yeah.
It's jive to say that you can build this without doing any survey at all, any environmental diligence at all.
No, I can't see how they're going to get away with that.
Well, you know, this has always been something that's happened in a lot of areas where people are for sale. I hate to say it. I don't know what the sale price is for most folks these days, what the going rate is, but clearly somebody's for sale.
I guess,
you know.
How else are you motivated to do this thing?
You just think development is a great thing for everybody. And again, the bottom line for your taxes, that's, you know, tax. Some people obsess over taxes.
Sometimes the tax cap goes up because of all that.
That's right. That's true. And like when I was talking to people, like people who rent in Philmont, they know this is bad for them.
Yeah, sure, damn right it is.
They know that bringing in like $1 million houses,
what that's
going to
do,
is going to like put
raise
more. That's the last thing we need in this poor situation, in this beautiful county that we're in.
The thing I keep noticing in real estate is that one fancy thing gets sold at a high price, all the lemmings follow and raise their prices regardless if they need to do that or not, you know.
Yeah.
And someone pointed out to me once, his rental went up, and he asked his landlord, why are you raising it? You know, everything's the same. And he said, well, inflation. And he said, but your mortgage isn't subject to inflation. Your mortgage is the same as it always was.
It's taxes. It's property taxes.
Well, the property taxes hadn't gone up either. Mm. So it's just a BS explanation.
Yeah, well, there's always going to be
that other people are getting it.
Yeah. That's right.
Hi, Poppy.
Who's that? A little shout out to your man?
Yeah.
Oh.
Say hi to Luis.
Hi, Luis.
Hi, Luis.
Look at that.
Your wife is mad at me today.
I'm not mad at you.
Okay. But we'll talk about that off the air. Anyway.
Anyway, thanks for letting me yak about it.
Yeah, no,
it
keep
was
going.
Just
I
like,
mean,
it was
it's
like,
just incredible. We got to motivate the other Philmont people who aren't.
I had
upset
the
yet.
Feeling after our planning board, like we were all like, "Oh my God, that was so great!"
What they wanted you to have.
Yeah.
That's exactly sudden, what they wanted you to have.
Oh, let's just lie.
Yeah, believe me, that's another technique that I've learned, is that when you have a difficult topic. Let everybody speak, because then they feel like they've actually gotten somewhere.
And this is speaking from experience.
I know.
Yeah.
It is. And then, and I mean, because you got to listen to both sides, but you still do what you want to do anyway. That's the problem.
My goodness. You know,
I didn't say I do that. But it is, don't shut up people, because then they really get infuriated. But you see that you were kind of all sort of mollified?
They were euphoric.
Yeah.
They walked out like kumbaya, like, hey, man.
We did.
Woo, great sesh. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not over.
And even the people who were kind of pro were kind of like, well, there's no harm in doing it and like answering our questions.
There you go.
Yeah, like do a full environmental. But that's like what's – and like so say the planning board doesn't ask for that, then – we sue them again.
Right.
Yep. Then we got legal fees.
Right.
The town has legal fees.
I know. That's what
the developer has legal fees.
Well, who cares about
just
that?
Do it.
Right.
Just like save like tens
hoping that you
of
can...
thousands
right.
of dollars
right.
for every just do the
right.
environmental impact.
Right.
So what could they do that now? When is the next meeting? Tell us all that.
So the planning board I believe will be meeting in April. I think it's the third Tuesday of the month.
Mm-hmm. You would think with something like this that they would have a few more meetings. I got to tell you, Hudson has put me in a mind state that if you want something to happen, you make it happen. I've been on tourism boards. I've seen Common Council. They come together more than they have to get something done.
I got a special meeting tonight.
See? And they'll do what it takes to get people and get things done. I don't understand why.
Our planning board at one point was having meetings like it seemed like twice a week at one point.
Why not?
There's so much going on. You can't make people wait forever.
Once a month? That's absurd.
To on behalf of developers, you know, they're not all like this. Some of them just like, what's taking so long? You know, let's like, they've gone through all these processes and it's just, hey, it's just next month we'll see. Next month we'll have the.
By the time you turn around, it's a six months, it's a half a year gone by.
Right. So there's an argument both ways, but skipping important
things. That's
like a no-no.
Well, I think it is. I think we've got plenty of you know, moral and emotional and legal ground for another lawsuit and
ethical, like, right? Because we're not, the humans aren't the only ones that count in this world.
It costs money, I know. And you still have your group raising funds for the possible lawsuits.
We do.
Right? What's
we
it called
do.
Again?
We're called The Lake Needs a Lawyer.
TheLakeNeedsALawyer.com?
It's on GiveButter.
GiveButter.
GiveButter is like a fundraising platform.
So no GoFundMe, huh? Nice. Is it a lesser fee?
Different.
Yeah.
It's more oriented toward like
things like
this. So
GiveButter.com.
GiveButter and then /SummitLake.
Oh, okay.
And we also have a website, SummitLakeConservation.com.
How long has the Summit Lake had a .com?
We launched it in January.
So I guess my question is, you know, because clearly this is not the only town that it's happened to, and more you're seeing that places that have been sleepy and quiet for a long time are now becoming electrified with awakeningness of all kinds of things, right?
Correct, because there's so much development going up in this county.
The whole town, the whole county, the whole area is pregnant with work. But the question is...
Are you?
No.
Thank God, we don't need an eighth. You know she has seven kids, right?
Well, I heard about one last time had done really well in school that day. It was, like, very exciting. He brought home a good grade or
just
something.
Just an interesting choice of words on your part, that's all.
Unbelievable.
Sorry.
So,
okay.
With that being said, it behooves towns and villages to really look at what signifies the heart of a place and protect it.
Oh, yes.
Like, get on board, do the work, get it protected, get it taken care of, so that no matter what comes down the pike, it's secure. Because I know you guys at one point tried to do that. You tried to buy the land.
There were attempts to buy the land.
And that was, you guys were thwarted.
Yeah.
And then it was sold from under you for cheaper than they were trying to sell it to you for.
Right.
That pissed
me
off.
The price came down and down and down from when the last developer went out, because I guess it came down and down. Like 2015, it was $275 and down to, and they finally bought it for like $175 or something.
You mean to tell me the village of Philmont did not have $170? Like, come on.
That's what CLC and groups like that do. You know, they buy it and then put it in a conservancy, a trust for a long time.
Yeah.
Forever,
all of that. Yeah. And a conservation easement.
Oh, yeah,
and
there you
then
go.
You get the tax
write-off.
You get
the town benefits.
I think Clover Ridge could be heroes.
Columbia Land Conservancy structures those deals.
Yes.
You know, you donate... You buy it, you donate it to them, and you get the tax write-off and blah, blah, blah. Goes
like you compare what it's worth with the housing on it versus what it's worth
off
as a natural space.
Right.
And that's your tax.
Right.
Yeah. But I had some other... I was going to say that I love what you say about the heart of a community, because that's our tagline is that, like, the heart of Philmont. Mm-hmm. Like, protect the heart of Philmont.
You know, I've been thinking about this a lot lately. It's just, you know, Columbia County is, as has been said here, pregnant. And there's so much going on. And so much is like, you got to manage this development. You can't just say, hey, we're doing great. Come on in. Take over. Put in these monster plans for the one you were involved with, Sheila, looking for the glamping thing that was insane.
Yeah,
where was that?
That was in Claverack.
Oh, go away, getaway?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We're still talking about it right now.
Oh, like, I thought it was dead.
It's not dead, because here's what happened is a campsite, there's different things that preserve and allow campsites to exist, right? But if the language isn't there to put restrictions and guardrails on it, this is how people like that get in.
Yeah.
So at the last meeting that we had, common council meeting in Claverack, a citizen asked if there was any way we could put some